All right, now time to talk once again with Linfield High School boys hockey coach John Gardner. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
Pretty good. You know, grinding it out to finish the year. Kind of a fun time of year. But, yeah, just looking to get going in the tournament, to be honest.
Yeah, I know. This last week is kind of pins and needles. Talking with Coach Dunbar last night over in Winthrop, and he's a veteran of veterans, and he gets still psyched up this time of year. I mean, it's really cool to hear that. And John, I guess business as usual against Rockport. We know they're a young team. Maybe you could give us a little recap on that one before we move on.
Yeah, that was a little nerve-wracking in the sense that it was senior day and all that comes with that. You know, you never know what you're going to get, even if you shine a light on, like, let's go. My captain, Lucas Cook, you know, loved the quote, anthem ended, and he skated over the bench and said, senior day's expletive over, which is a good mentality. But unfortunately, we hats off to Rockport's goalie. They have a really good young freshman goalie that kind of gave us fits. We registered about we attempted 75 shots and registered 55, and we were in a 1-1 game in the third. So it was a little bit of like, what are we doing here? So it's a good thing in hindsight to go through, because you're going to ultimately run into like a hot goalie, and you got to figure out how to troubleshoot that. So we ended up scoring 5 goals in the third in a short amount of time and put it to rest. So, again, laps around the anxiety pool, but we avoided a monumental, mishap.
Laps around the anxiety pool. Man, that's one I'm not going to forget for a while. You know, you've been on both sides of the coin, Coach, especially early on in the career, and I just want to point – go back to the Rockport goaltending effort. Something like that, when a team knows they're up against the big boys and they might not have the guns, to see something like that, that actually can pick a team up, and it can, some of the younger kids can look at that and say, okay, that's something I want to be part of. And it's something that parents and friends also can be proud of. Even though I know from your perspective, it's a little frustrating, but on the other side, it's not bad for high school hockey.
No, 100%. I mean, when we go into the playoffs or any game for that matter, we always talk about hockey being the ultimate, like, the goalie and the misshapen, you know, asymmetrical puck are the ultimate kind of equalizers, in the sense that, you know, on a given day, anything, the guy in the funny pads can steal it. So he was on his way. Truth be told, I mean, obviously, growing up with Jay as a goalie, I've seen him in high school put up 68 saves. High school.
Wow.
So, you know, you're watching it, and it's kind of cringeworthy, but by that same token, if you're a human, you're happy for the kid, and Kyle does a good job there. And so, again, for them to kind of be in a game with us, it's good for him, too, going down the stretch, too, to see that, like, if he gets in, he's going to be playing a top seed, and knowing that he has a goalie that has done it, and the team, like, kind of, you know, packed it in and blocked a lot of shots. It's positive for them.
What was the difference in the third period, Coach? Rebounds, dirty goals, or what?
Just finish. Sounds kind of generic, but we've been really big on the phrase. We've been using the phrase shooting proficiency, and that is all that goes with it, not just, hey, man, just finish. Just tap it in, a Happy Gilmore style. It's just getting shots off quicker so they don't get blocked. Don't try to be too fine and go one inch by one inch inside the post when you don't have to. Now, granted, their goalie, he took up a lot of net and got out of his net, so he's forcing my guys to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I say to be more stubborn. Like they see that there's nothing to shoot at, and they still go for that same spot or elevate a little bit more. So we got on our guys about that, and we just kind of moved the puck, got him moving a little bit more, and eventually, solved that problem. We have some good shooters on our team.
So in a football half, they call that a halftime adjustment. So I get that. And
yeah.
just one more Rockport note, Coach. I got to be proud of Kyle Nelson up there in Rockport, because they came right back a couple of days later, And they beat Swampscott, a huge win for Rockport, especially after you guys. So I don't know what you did, but they responded pretty well on Monday.
Yeah, that's always something we preach. What are you going to do after a loss? Our big slogan is how do we feel about losing streaks? And it's an adamant we don't believe in them. We don't accept them. So when you lose, you got to. You got to readjust, come back even better, and avoid that.
Yeah, and goalies are the best at that. I still can't get over how they do that. Coach, the schedule coming up, I know that you've got next up is Bishop Fenwick. Now, interestingly enough, they don't have a great record, but they're in D1. They're ranked number 16, and they did beat St. Mary's.
Yeah, we don't. All bets are off when we play them. Our guys played youth hockey together or against each other. We share the same rink. I know Jim. They play a murderer's row schedule, so wins and losses, throw them out the window. We have a couple mutual opponents, and they're comparable. So again, this is like we just had a four pack of trap games against teams that we were. You know, we overmatched, and this game is a trap game in the different sense that we're going to the Vineyard on Saturday. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I've been on my guys hard. I know that I've been telling my guys, regardless of everyone has a D next to their name, and the number doesn't mean anything anymore. It means nothing. Mm-hmm. So, again, they're D1. You know, they probably want to give us the first loss and kind of put a feather in their cap for their season. We obviously want to avoid that, but we're expecting a good, hard fought. They're going to come at us. I know he's aggressive, so expecting a nail biter.
You know, in case I don't talk to you before this, now you are going down to the Vineyard for a weekend tournament, the Farley Dickinson tournament, which I'll have to ask you about the name at some other point, what that's all about. But the teams are Linfield, Hopkinton, Marthard's Vineyard, and what's the other team?
Hudson.
Okay. All right, so you guys will be leading off with Hopkinton, and again, another tremendous challenge. They're ranked 16 in D2, and they've got a great record. So, who was I talking to recently? It might have been Dale Dunbar, but other coaches too. I think over at the prep, Chris Hansen, they said, you know, it doesn't matter, like you just said, what the record is. We just have to do what we do and do it well. Is that sort of the focus with you guys?
100% with us. It's just it's a positive shift for us. Where in the past, in the long way in the past, it was we could do a lot of things right, and it still wouldn't have mattered. Now we're at the point where it would always have to do us winning and losing with a little bit of us and a little bit of the other team. Now we're at the point where it's more everything to do with us. If mm-hmm. we don't shoot ourselves in the foot with self-inflicted wounds or undisciplined, lose our structure, lose our focus, then we're going to have a good shot to win. So, yeah, that's a mentality that we've had. Just, you know, play to our strengths. Don't have anything kind of rear their ugly head as far as, gift wrapping anything to the opponent. So, yeah.
All right, and finally, I think the other thing is a game can turn on a dime for whatever reason, and that's what makes it so fun about sports. And these kids, I'm guessing a lot of your kids, not a lot maybe, but a number of them are probably multi-sport athletes.
I'd say almost all of them are. It's a matter of their two sport or three sport athletes.
Wow. Okay.
We talked about that earlier, about the round table that Dale talked about, the cross sport pollination, and I mentioned Drew having that soccer kick when he dropped his stick against Newburyport in overtime. He kind of kicked the puck, baited a kid in and kicked it indirect off the wall. We maintained puck possession, went on a full ice 200-foot give and go, and won the Cape Ann League on that goal. So yeah, we like our guys doing different stuff. Also putting your hockey bag away and not turn it into like I'm going to my shooting doctor or coach, and then I'm going to my stride, and then I'm going to, no, just put your stuff in the basement and focus on some other stuff, miss it for a little bit.
You know, that story with Drew Demiani, man, that's something else again, and that's a great one. And that's a great one for parents to say, let your kids go out there and do other stuff. So,
sure.
Hey, Coach, I appreciate it. And if I don't talk to you before the weekend, good luck, and I will keep in touch, and good luck, obviously, on Wednesday evening.
Appreciate it. Thanks a lot for everything.
All right, Coach, you as well. Take care.
All right,
bye-bye. That's John Gardner, who is the Linfield High School boys hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.